ABC Television has canceled plans to air a new reality show called Welcome to the Neighborhood. Here's the premise. Seven families compete to win a house in a suburb of Austin. The winner is decided by three white families who already live there.
They're opinionated.
I want a family similar to what we are.
Judgmental.
I absolutely will not tolerate people who don't know what they're doing in their life.
And totally set in their ways.
For someone to come in here and upset the apple cart wouldn't be good.
The families competing for the house are from various minority groups, a black family, an immigrant family, a gay couple with a child. Civil rights and conservative groups complained that Welcome to the Neighborhood was discriminatory and unflattering, and ABC withdrew the show even though they'd been promoting it heavily. Commentator James Poniewozik has seen the first few episodes.
This summer, ABC has created a show that, like Desperate Housewives, is a sharp-edged, critical look at life in the suburbs. It has a diverse cast and has intriguing things to say about prejudice, assimilation, and culture clashes in a changing but divided America. Unfortunately, you can't see it. Critics of Welcome to the Neighborhood were disturbed that the show put various minorities at the mercy of three well-off, white, conservative Christian families. I've seen two episodes, and I found the show unsettling in the same way. But the show was also very good, for that very reason. Is discrimination in housing illegal? Yes. Is prejudice hurtful? Yes. Is it wrong for unfounded suspicions to keep minorities out of exclusive circles? Yes. But does all this happen anyway in the real world? Of course. What Welcome to the Neighborhood did, provocatively, was to let these tensions play out so that you could decide for yourself if these prejudices are foolish. But letting people decide for themselves has always been a problem for crusaders against TV shows. The groups objecting to Welcome to the Neighborhood are much like some who have criticized The Sopranos. They assume that because a show portrays bad behavior, it must therefore condone it. In fact, I could see that the three families were closed-minded and sheltered. I resented their expectation that everyone else conform to their own worldview. The critics of the show must have felt the same way, those who actually watched it. But apparently, they felt other viewers were too dumb to be trusted to reach the same judgment. It's too bad. One thing reality TV does best is to show the kind of culture clashes that Americans are isolated from, living among people just like themselves and using the media to listen to people whose beliefs and interests are the same as their own. Welcome to the Neighborhood, for instance, included a family of Wiccans, what most people call witches, but who view themselves as the followers of a serious, nature-based religion. The show gave exposure to a lifestyle that TV rarely treats, except as a punchline. That's the kind of programming we should applaud, not suppress. People might have learned a thing or two from Welcome to the Neighborhood. It's too bad that a few well-meaning activists convinced ABC to protect you from making up your own mind.
James Poniewozik is a writer for Time Magazine.